What can I do if I've noticed hair loss? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Tammy from Facebook asks, what can I do if I've noticed hair loss? Hey, it's JJ, and I've got celebrity skin expert and board-certified aesthetic nurse, Rachel Varga, with me to answer this question. Rachel is an accomplished international clinical trainer and academically published award-winning author in the space of aesthetic medicine and nursing, and also an executive board member of the Plastic Surgery Nursing Journal. She's also one of the biggest tomboys you'll ever meet and grew up taking apart motors, riding motocross, and riding horses. We'll be right back with the answer. Stay with us.
Ooh, hair loss. Yes, this is actually a question that I have been getting from my clients more and more lately. So, you know, all of us have been dealing with a little bit more stress than usual. And I have certainly come across more clients in the clinic and online that are complaining of hair loss. So men and women have different patterns of hair loss. And with my female clients, they're typically complaining of kind of losing the hair at their edges. So that's kind of where your face skin meets your temple and your hairline, right? Like your temple hairline. And what happens is that can sort of start to thin out or recede a little bit and recess. So the hair follicles can go a little bit dormant. And also women tend to lose hair at the back of their head too. And obviously men can lose hair in those same areas, but just a little bit differently. So with women, my understanding is that the hair loss, the hair follicles can kind of go a little bit dormant. So what we want to do is kind of wake them up a little bit. So this is where in clinic and at home, microneedling, dermal rolling, dermal stamping can be really, really helpful. And before I get into how dermal rolling can help your face to promote more collagen, the skin on your body to promote more collagen too. So say, for example, your inner arms, your elbows, your knees, but also to help with hair loss. I have to be very careful with what I say here online, but dermal rolling is a decades old approach to stimulating collagen. Okay. This has been studied since the 90s. The verdict's out on this. It works. However, there is a method to the madness. You don't just want to buy your roller off Amazon or eBay. Please do not buy any supplements or skincare products or anything you use in or on your body from these third-party auction websites, because for the most part, there's a lot of counterfeit products out there. There are going to be exceptions. I do have some colleagues that do actually legitimately sell products on these third-party websites. But for the most part, something like a dermal roller, I do not recommend. I recommend getting it through someone like myself, who's an approved distributor and is well-trained on helping my clients, number one, understand their skin goals and how we're going to get there. What can we do at home and in clinic? And oftentimes dermal rolling is an option to do just that. So let's talk about what is dermal rolling and what is microneedling. So I do have opinions on whether or not I think you should invest in microneedling in the clinic or do it at home. And I'm happy to review that in a private call. But basically, dermal rolling and microneedling is creating little channels of injury in the skin, similarly to how we aerate the lawn. And then there's little holes in the dirt, and then you can get the fertilizer to get absorbed a little bit deeper in the soil. The same thing goes actually with the skin, which is really cool. So we can actually get transdermal absorption of products like hyaluronic acid, like peptides, like retinol, like growth factors, like vitamin B complexes. However, you need to use products that are determined to be safe and effective for transdermal application, because these actives are getting absorbed about 100 to 1,000 times deeper in the skin when you've created those little channels of injury in the skin with your dermal roller or your stamper. So no, you cannot just use your favorite products after doing dermal rolling, because generally speaking, when you've, say, picked up a product from the drugstore or whatever, that product is going to be determined to be safe and effective for topical use. So dermal rolling is transdermal application. This is really important that you understand this. I don't recommend you try and watch a couple people on YouTube or other influencers talk about this stuff. I've been working with dermal rolling with my clients for over 10 years now. So I can certainly give you the right advice and come up with something that's actually going to help address your goals. Because dermal rolling, honestly, it isn't for everybody. There are things you need to know about it. However, it can be helpful on the skin with dermal rolling to promote collagen, help to reduce things like pigmentation, reduce pore size, and all sorts of great things. And then for the scalp to basically wake up some of the dormant hair follicles, and then different agents can be applied on the scalp to then stimulate hair growth. And I have seen some studies on this, some really compelling before and afters with a number of my colleagues internationally as well. But something like this for hair loss, I really actually want everybody to, number one, kind of take inventory of what are your hormones doing? What's going on with your thyroid? Is there anything going on in the background that you need to address? So we're looking for the yellow flags. We're looking for the orange flags, right? So that's why I love biohacking so much, is that it can give us insight into those things with, say, gut health tests and all sorts of cool things before they become red flags. So you want to understand, okay, what's the root cause of the hair loss? Is it just a normal part of aging? Is it stress? Is it hormone imbalances? Is it first sign of a thyroid issue? So you want to understand that. So yes, hair loss is very real. There are some other actually really cool new treatments that are available in the clinic to stimulate hair growth and actually give scalp infusions, which is very, very cool, with things like antioxidants and actives and growth factors. So I won't make specific product or treatment recommendations here on interviews, but I'm happy to share more of that information in a call. And just reach out. JJ will share my contact info here for you below. But yes, I love being able to do some at-home hair growth stimulation with things like dermal rolling and stamping, but you need to be properly instructed on how to use it. And not everybody actually knows what they're talking about with dermal rolling. That's really important for you to know.
This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.